WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. This just in, 5 law enforcement officers have been shot and 3 killed while conducting a search warrant in York County, Pennsylvania. The suspected shooter is also dead. FBI Director Kash Patel has posted his agency is on the ground providing assistance. The Federal Reserve lowered a key interest rate today by a quarter point. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on what we'll see from the decision.
It just got slightly cheaper to borrow money, and that's going to affect your credit card interest rate. But what it also may impact in the long run is mortgage rates.
On Capitol Hill today, lawmakers heard from the fired CDC director, Susan Menares.
Would you agree with me, though, at this point in time, that you're not the right person for this job?
If I am put in a position of having to say I will cede the scientific integrity to retain my job, then I am not the right person.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 540 WAUK.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Another name joins the race for Wisconsin governor. Francesca Hong announced her candidacy today. Savannah Tolmay Olson reports.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video released this morning, shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Shortly thereafter, she was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones where people will feel and they will know that this is what can improve their lives.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. 2 Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, after losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with 3 redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game 2 of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched 6 innings, allowed just 1 run, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness for tonight, staying mild with lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and a nice day again for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And a partly cloudy sky on Friday, highs in the low 70s. Some rain possible Friday night and Saturday. It's 82 right now.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. She calls herself the wild card in Wisconsin's race for governor. State Representative Francesca Hong is our guest on getting into the race and the Brewers update as well. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitman.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack Pete Schwabba.
You know it's not. Good evening, everybody. I am Pete Schwabba. Welcome to the program we call Nightlight. It is great to have you here on this gorgeous, scorching Wednesday night. A fall Wednesday that before I left my house tonight, I turned on the air conditioning. So I hope you are all staying cool, and I can't believe I'm saying that as we venture into, well, almost late September. Great to have you here, folks. I have a great show planned for you. Two great guests, lots of fun conversation, lots of chances for you all to weigh in. The phone lines, as always, are open. And you can be part of the show at any given time. Whatever I'm discussing or Conrad and I are discussing, you are welcome to chime in and give us your thoughts, as always. It's always more fun when you guys participate. So this is a Wednesday night edition of Nightlight. What are you pointing at, Conrad?
Your chair.
My chair? Oh, does it look like there should be someone sitting there? Look at all these fun people walking by. I got to do my Nightlight window love picture. And they always start walking by the second I get behind the mic. What a ridiculous, nobody's cooperating. All right, is that chair bothering you?
It is.
All right, you want me to move it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to do some house cleaning here, folks. This always goes over well on radio.
Thank you.
If you could just go ahead and tell me that before we get on the air, that'd be great. Thanks. Oh, and I just moved. Oh. I just want to say, how long have you been here today? Since like 2 o'clock, you couldn't have moved that chair?
You know.
That's better. It's still in the way. Folks, I implore you to check in on the stream. You know what? I'm going to move it for good.
Ridiculous. Now it's out of frame. Now it's all good.
You know what? I think
No worries now.
I think we just found our Nightlight window lift picture. I'm going to take a picture of that chair outside.
That's great.
It's like it's the ghost chair.
With your bag in it.
With my bag in it.
That's great.
All right. Done. And here I am criticizing all the people walking by. There's no one like window love worthy. It's like one dude has his stomach out and his shirt untucked, you know, and maybe that would be, you know, okay. I don't know.
That's a cool picture.
You got to have some diversity, some variety. I agree. I don't mind a few stomachs in the window love pictures. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger, the house cleaner extraordinaire. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
So we had a kind of a moment earlier when, well, I'll get to the question in a little bit. I do want to say, you're a Nate Bargatze fan, right?
I mean, you know, honestly, his comedy to me is kind of dry. Like, it takes a while to get to the punch. I'm not a huge fan of his comedy.
Okay. I like him. You're right. He's very dry. I like that. I like his delivery. I think for a guy to be as unassuming as he is and be able to get away with that and pack in a theater, I think is great because nowadays, it's like the louder, the better. And sometimes those guys are funny, too, or girls. But Nate is, I do think he's a very funny comedian, but he got a bad review in Variety for being an uninspired host. Apparently, and he doesn't really have charisma, I would say. That's just kind of his style, is the dryness. And I didn't watch all of the Emmys, but I could see
why they might think, well, he's not Billy Crystal or Jimmy Kimmel or Steve Martin. You know, he just doesn't have that kind of personality.
You know, I'll say this about the Emmys. Congrats to Kristen Melody. How I Met Your Mother. She's the mom. And she's the mother, and she's the only person from How I Met Your Mother to win an Emmy. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, it is cool. Did you hear what happened to her at the party afterwards?
Did she get a little too drunk?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it had anything to do with booze, but she was headed to an after party and carrying her Emmy, and she face planted. Went flying, and she was okay. Somebody helped her
Maybe
up.
Maybe
right
she
away.
Was a little drunk.
Maybe. I would be.
Yeah, it's really cool, though. I think her speech was pretty cool, too. She just screamed.
I didn't see. I kind of like that. I like unbridled enthusiasm, like when all decor is gone, because it's a big moment. It's like, it's the same thing. Like, you win an Emmy, that's like scoring a touchdown while being chased by humongous fast people, and you beat them and you scored. And I remember when I was younger and people would, like, Walter Payton would always just hand the ball to the ref. And it was that school of thought, like, act like you've been there before. I get that. I also don't mind a guy who flips out. He just scored a touchdown.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool thing to score a touchdown. You know, I think how the Emmy should go. Every speech should go like Adrian Brody.
Is he still talking?
He might be. I wish I had that on hand.
I have those arguments all the time with my dad, because my dad is so predictable. He'll see a touchdown dance and I go, yeah, geez, I just don't like when they do that stuff. I'm like, what are they supposed to do, Dad? Like, turn and shake hands and say, very nice touchdown.
You know, there's a certain, I think you got to be kind of tamer on it, because I've seen some of these new, like, you know, these like 8 youth leagues, and they're doing touchdown dances.
That's too much.
Pretty provocative, actually.
Like shaking their hips and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's. I'm like, okay, this is. How do you not? How does the ref not be like, all right, well, we should probably give a flag to that 8-year-old.
Pop Warner football. You don't even have anything to shake. What are they doing? That's hilarious. But anyway, so there's more Emmy news, and that was kind of cool. Hey, by the way, I drove down here tonight. Two things. Someone like stared me down for passing them on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they just, you know, maybe they thought, oh, there's a nice looking guy or I like his car. I like the way he's got his hair feather. I don't know what they were thinking.
What a mountain of muscle that guy is.
Look at those guns at 10 o'clock at 2. No, but he just kept staring at me. I'm like, dude, you know, if you don't want to be passed on the right, get out of the left lane.
Yeah.
And here's another thing I noticed. When did the Equinox become the American car? These things are everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
And maybe they're great cars. I don't know. I've never owned one, but my buddy Tom Boyle just bought one. I've seen there's like 2 of them parked out here on the street. I passed like 3 of them. I think they make an electric car now that's really popular. And they must be offering deals because everybody has one now.
Yeah, I think I at least see 2 every day.
2 Equinoxes? Let's do some digging on this one.
We'll take a picture of every single Equinox we see.
Got to do a deep dive. Yeah. Hey, this is exciting, folks. If you're listening in Milwaukee, check us out on 100.3 FM. 100.3 FM. That's our new signal. And new to downtown Milwaukee. And feel free to share that with people. And the frequency is out there. And that's a new way to listen to us in Milwaukee.
Yeah, go UWM Panthers. You know, that's what I got
to
say.
It's got to be pretty close to
I'm sure they'll get
UWM,
it there.
UWM, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. Are they good?
Never.
How'd their football team do last year?
They don't have one.
Oh, I know.
But the basketball, you know, I prayed for them to be good, and they just never.
They have had good teams, though.
They keep almost making it to March Madness, and then they fall a couple games short in the tournament.
Recently, but like I want to say 15 or 20 years ago, teams that got in and and won a couple games. These Wisconsin teams, other than UW, which made a Final Four and has had a lot of success, like UWGB, UWM, they were like those teams for a while you did not want to play in the tournament.
You know, what's UWGB the last 2 years has made the women's basketball team has made the tournament.
Correct.
Which That's is right. really cool.
Yeah, you're right about that. That is pretty cool. And they're still good, right?
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to be good
this
year.
They should be good this year.
I thought I read that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think without further ado, it's time to get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is the best athlete turned actor or actress? Who is the best athlete turned actor or actress? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is kind of a weird thing, and I, you know, you see this occasionally. It's mostly wrestlers, like we were talking about before the show, because, you know, wrestlers are showmen, you know, or women. That's what they do. So I think if they can tone that down and learn how to act, sometimes they're not that bad. And you put in as a joke, The Rock. But, and I know I've joked about The Rock too, but listen, The Rock is in talks for an Oscar nomination with this new movie he's in called The Smashing Machine, where he plays an MMA fighter. That's why he lost like 70 pounds. So the guy is trying to be a great actor. I commend him for that. We'll have to see, but he got like a 15-minute standing ovation, I think at the Venice Film Festival about 2 weeks ago. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, because he did say this was like his first serious role. Because his other stuff is mainly just like comedy and throw a little bit of action in there.
Fluff, yeah.
But I definitely have heard that this movie is his best.
So you might put him on there. But I remember when I was a kid, a lot of, like, I remember seeing Dick Butkus in movies and like, you know, who was the guy? Jim Brown. Jim Brown was actually not a bad actor. Like, he always played kind of a tough guy. But he had nice moments. Like, he was not a bad actor. But Dick Butkus, I never need to see acting again. Michael Jordan, you could talk about Michael, LeBron, Shaq, and those kid movies. I don't really think that counts, but if you want to put that in there, you can. And you and I both had the same answer.
We did, and we didn't even talk about it either.
We did not. Go ahead and share it with the people.
Well, of course, we got the best character in Happy Gilmore. Carl Weathers. He's done other roles, obviously, than just Happy Gilmore, but
like a little role called Apollo Creed, where he was excellent. Yeah,
yeah, I think he's definitely one of the best. And Dave Bautista, he's had some cool roles.
Yeah,
and he was in Murder Mystery or something. Knives Out. That's what
Knives
it's called.
Out. Yeah, right.
And he was in the second one, and he plays in a hilarious character in that. And he's also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
And he's very funny in that. I could take or leave those movies, but he, to me, is the best thing. I don't remember which one I saw, but he's like the pirate with the face of an angel. Like, his delivery was great.
He also plays, a bunch of, you know, kids' movies as well. Like this movie called My Spy, which I thought I'd hate, but it actually was kind of wholesome.
That's interesting. Yeah, he's got over 150 credits as an actor. Like, if you told me, how many credits does David Bautista have? I'd say, I don't know, 20. This guy has worked hard, and I'm going to find the name of this movie I saw. My buddy Dave Hendrick told me, it was like a streamer that I did one night. It was not a great movie, but he was good in it. So
he was also in Dune. I forgot he's in Dune.
Yes. Yeah, no, he's good. I like David Bautista. I don't know that he could do, like, is he ready to do a role like The Rock did and drop 80 pounds? And maybe, I don't know. I'm not saying they can't do it. I mean, wrestling is theater. But it's hard. And, you know, Ronda Rousey has made the jump. And Gina Carano, like MMA fighters. But they're like action. And that's fine. That is acting. But give me an actor who's like Arnold Schwarzenegger has done.
Yeah.
He's a movie star. I wouldn't say he's a serious actor. But he's good.
You know, Serena Williams has done some stuff.
Has she really?
Yeah, cameos here and there.
Oh, funny. Bushwick, that's the name of the movie David Bautista was in that takes place in New York. That was the first thing I saw him in. And he was decent. It was a bad movie, but he was pretty good. All right, who is your favorite? Who's the best professional athlete turned actor or actress? That is tonight's question, 855-752-4842. Text us on the app. Drop us a stream comment if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X, and be part of the show, folks. When I come back, I'm going to tell you how many side orders I'm allowed to order through DoorDash. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Without my pride, I reach out.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Matinee on air.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping in
listen
chest.
To you laugh.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. It is great to have you with me, folks, on this Wednesday night, a scorcher here in Wisconsin. Who knew? It was pretty hot today. In fact, I was in denial most of the day. I'm like, God, really hot. What am I doing? I'm just not exercising enough because I'm like sweating and it's fall. And then I looked at the thermometer. It was like 82 degrees in Marinette, Wisconsin in September. So the earth is probably going to end soon, but it felt great today. On that note, so our question of the night, folks, is what or who is the best athlete turned actor or actress? Conrad and I had the same answer. I'm not going to say this has never happened before, but it's kind of rare. We both said David Bautista and Carl Weathers. And I would put, the jury is out. Maybe David Bautista is actually better than Carl Weathers, but I don't know that he's had those roles yet, but we'll see. But let us know who you think is the best athlete turned actor or actress. That is our question of the night. And while I'm at it, boy, I've got two really fun guests tonight. This is exciting. I've been trying to get this, our first guest on, who will be here at 6:35. Been trying to get him on the air for a couple months now. We kept missing each other, but he is an Appleton-based actor who has had tremendous success in Hollywood. His name is Mike McGill. You've probably seen his work on Shameless or Bosch or many other. He was also on The Office, Conrad. Did you know that?
That's pretty cool.
He played a character named Kenny Anderson. He did like half a season or something like that. And I did not watch The Office that late in the run. I kind of stopped watching after season 5. And I've seen sporadic episodes. So I don't know if I've seen Mike on The Office. But he's had a ton of success. He's a heck of a nice guy. And I would expect nothing less from a good Wisconsin boy who went out and conquered Hollywood. That's very cool. So he is from Appleton, and he will be here at 6:35. Anxious to talk to Mike. And then my pal Greg Schwemm, syndicated columnist and comedian, will be here at 7:20 to discuss a really cool fundraising event for colorectal cancer. Greg will be here at 7:20. He is a syndicated columnist. He writes his own column called The Humor Hotel
on Tribune Media Services. We're going to talk a little bit about the Kiss Cam incident. He had a funny take on that.
Oh, okay.
And the woman who grabbed the foul ball in Philly. Oh. We didn't really address that on this show.
Well, yeah, that was bad.
I think that happened the night before I was off or something, and then I just kind of forgot about it. But yeah, that was. We'll talk about that with Greg too.
Yeah, it sucks. He did. That kid did get some cool stuff because of that.
Yeah, true. Because his dad got bullied.
I mean, I think his dad just had enough. Was like, fine, whatever. Just take it.
Get out of my face. Yeah. It's a stupid baseball. But still, I don't know that I would have given that up. I mean, because I've been to enough baseball games in my life where I feel like it's not easy to get a foul ball. It doesn't happen to everybody, even if you go to a lot of baseball games. So there's no way I don't think I would have coughed that up. But anyway, we'll talk to Greg about that at 7:20. Mike McGill at 6:35. I don't order DoorDash very much, and I think I've mentioned this before on the show, but today I ordered something, and the establishment I ordered from, the DoorDash app gave me the option. It said, side items. Choose up to five.
Oh, nice.
Why is that nice?
Did he choose up to five?
No. Who's ever ordering five sides unless the Jacksons are coming over to have lunch with me or something? Like, first of all, it's a weird psychology because they're saying choose up to five. Are they trying to use reverse psychology and think I'm going to go, well, wait a minute, I want 12 sides? No, nobody orders five sides. And if you ordered more, they'd give it to you. So why are they? That must be like a marketing tactic or something.
In any way they can make more money, they will do it.
Of course. It's just really strange. All right, let's read some texts. We got some stream texts here for our question tonight. Who is the best professional athlete turned actor or actress? Eric, our pal Eric Rathsack. Why hasn't Eric been on the show in a while?
Got to come back, Eric.
What did I do? I did reach out to Eric, but I'll follow up with him. The lead singer of Ask Your Mother. Eric says, can't wait to hear Mike McGill tonight. Well, that's refreshing, Eric. And I love that Eric's a rock and roller, but he can't wait to hear the actor. That's kind of fun. Yeah, thanks for listening, Eric. Great to hear from you. Mike Desitel says, the Equinox is the new Buick, Buick LeSabre. Mike knows my issues with the Buick LeSabre. I've called it the most sexless car you can buy. That's the car, if you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, you go sit in a Buick LeSabre and you'll lose your boner. That's all I'm saying. That's the car to do it in. Now, it's not as sexy of a ride as the Buick Lucerne. You know
who comes up with these names?
They're awful. Like a Lucerne is like a wheat field.
You could do a Buick La Schwabe.
That would be better.
That'd be cool.
I still wouldn't buy one, and it's my name. But the new Buicks look kind of cool. I don't know what is with those words, though. Dave on the stream says, the guy that played Hunter, Fred Dreyer. Oh, Fred Dreyer was a good actor. That's a great pull, Dave. And he played Dave something on Cheers. He was a sportscaster, and he was really funny. And he was a pretty good football player. I don't know if he's like an all-pro or anything, but great sense of humor. Yeah, Fred Dreyer. That's a great one. Eric Rathsack says, Bubba Smith Hightower. Good
great.
One.
Police
yeah.
Academy.
Police
love
Academy. Absolutely. Jeff on the stream says, actor and athlete Mark Harmon. Okay, Mark Harmon, another one. It's funny, too, because some of those people, like Mark Harmon, I think of more as an actor. Like, he's acted his way out of his sports reputation. And I'm not saying he's Laurence Olivier, but he's very serviceable, good actor on NCIS. And you kind of, the fact that I forgot he was an athlete means he's made the jump. Thank you, Jeff. Craig Kinnett says, how about 1953 Mr. Universe contender Sean Connery? Does he count? Yes, he does, Craig. And I saw that when I Googled some of these names earlier. Sean Connery was in that contest, but he wasn't huge. He wasn't like, but he was really like kind of ripped and chiseled. Sort of like, he had kind of like my physique, Conrad.
A mountain of muscle.
Mountain of muscle. Mike Destel says, Alan Autry, former Packer quarterback Carlos Brown, played the part of Bubba in The Heat of the Night with Carol O'Connor. Oh, on the TV show. Okay. Awesome texts, everybody. Keep them coming. We'll read your stream texts or your text line texts as the show progresses. Coming up after the news, Appleton Kid Done Good. Been out in Hollywood for years. Mike McGill will be here. We're coming back. It's Beach Wabba and Nightlight, and it's great to have you with me on this Wednesday, folks, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 540 WAUK.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddle. Someone lying in an alley was hit and killed by a squad. Now a Milwaukee officer is on leave. A Milwaukee police officer struck and killed someone lying at the entrance of an alley near South 20th Street yesterday. The officer was responding to a welfare check when it happened. Police officials say the investigation is still in its early stages. The officer is a 44-year-old with over 18 years of service. He's been placed on administrative leave. The Waukesha Police Department is leading the investigation. Another name joins the race for Wisconsin governor. Francesca Hong announced her candidacy today. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform. She was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien.
There's a big deal if you want to drive a big rig. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced a program that aims to offset the costs of earning a CDL. Governor Evers says in a statement the funding will help cover the costs of getting a commercial driver's license, reduce barriers to training, and support one of the state's most in-demand professions. Organizations that train drivers can now apply for grants worth $10,000 to $30,000. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband and becomes close to the attractive couple. Pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
By 40, WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness for tonight, staying mild with lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and a nice day again for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And a partly cloudy sky on Friday, highs in the low 70s. Some rain possible Friday night and Saturday. It's 82 right now.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to yet another new 2026 candidate for legislature, and we'll talk vaccines with Dr. Kelly Schnook.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
my sweet love. Ooh, my love. My sweet love.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. You just sent me a message about Gary Oldman. I forgot about the clips.
Yeah.
We'll get to them. That's funny.
There's some great clips.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I need a haircut, by the way. I can't get into... Do you have someone here in Green Bay?
Yes.
But you pay like $50, right? For that. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
Teasing. Half kidding. Hey, all right. We'll do haircut stuff off the air right now, folks. I'm very excited to welcome my first guest of the night, as I mentioned before. I've been trying to have Mike on the show for a while now, and it worked out. He's agreed to join us over the stream tonight. He is an Appleton native and a very accomplished actor, and he seems like a heck of a nice guy. Conrad, I will be surprised if Mike and I don't hit it off.
Yeah, I'll be surprised too.
I'll let you be the judge. But Mike McGill joins us now on Nightlight. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Pete?
How are you? You could tell Mike is an actor and used to visual mediums because he's waving on the radio. But you are on the stream, Mike, so we can see you. How you doing?
I'm good. And since I'm on the stream, I made sure I wore my Donald Driver throwback jersey.
Oh, you just made Conrad's day. That's a sweet jersey.
Right, but not yours. I heard you're a Bears fan. Is that true?
It is true. I'm as much of a Bears fan as you can be over what's happened the last several years. And I spent the first part of my childhood in Chicago, so I am a Bears fan, and you can have fun with it.
You know, that's the team you grew up with, and I'm sure in your youth they were steamrolling, right? Sweetness.
It was great, you know.
For
that, but you sound like you're kind of complaining when you're from Chicago and you say, "Well, the '85 Bears, like arguably the best team ever," and then but we're all mad that it wasn't a dynasty. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So anyway, you guys have done pretty well with your Packers the last few years.
If you told me after Aaron Rodgers won that first Super Bowl that they weren't going to win anymore with him, I would have been like, "You're nuts," but. Here we are. So
true. And I thought the same thing with Favre, actually, to be honest with you. So
right.
Yeah. But whatever.
Well, I married a Bears fan, so.
Oh wow.
I can't escape you guys.
And you're still together? How long has it been?
Oh, luckily when we first started dating, the first time I went back and met all of her family, the Bears had just come to Lambeau Field and they completely obliterated the Packers. So I got nothing but guff from her whole side of the family. And that was the year that they went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Colts. But ever since then, you know, fortune has been on my side on this rivalry. So
yeah, I will say,
let's hope that continues.
When you said that, I was racking my brain. I'm like, when would that have been? They went to Lambeau.
Right. Yeah. right.
Well, that's great. Hey Mike, do you have a favorite professional athlete turned actor you could share with us, or actress?
I just saw that scroll down, and I was trying to think of a professional actor turned athlete, and for whatever reason, the first thing that popped in my head was Lawrence Taylor in Any Given Sunday. I was he did a pretty good job for an athlete turned actor. Now, you know, he might have just been playing himself, but I thought he acquitted himself pretty well in that movie.
Okay, that's a great one. I thought maybe you would have said Favre because of Something About Mary, but
he's a category of his own there. But and then of the like the wrestlers who are all becoming actors, I think Dave Bautista does a nice job. The things I've seen him in, he's a good performance. So
totally agree.
That's, how about yourself?
I said David Bautista and.
Yeah.
Where I don't even remember my answer, Mike. Here it is. David Bautista and Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. Yeah. Oh man, Action Jackson. That's one of my. One of my faves from the '80s. And Predator, of course.
Predator.
Yeah,
and
you know what?
Apollo. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I might have to do a 1B, and I might have to change my Lawrence Taylor answer and go with Carl Weathers. Chubbs Peterson. May he rest in peace.
Exactly. That was what Conrad said. And here's one I forgot about, Mike. Fred Dreyer, who was on Cheers back in the day, Hunter. And then he was Hunter. Yeah, absolutely. He was pretty good. So it can be done.
Yeah, he had a nice run. Absolutely. Yeah. It can be done. Absolutely.
Well, all right. So let's switch the conversation. You didn't come here to talk about Carl Weathers. I want to talk to you about your career.
I can talk about Carl Weathers. I can talk about Carl Weathers all day.
Wouldn't that be funny if you could? Like if you were the Carl Weathers guy and this
that
just...
That would be, actually. Yeah.
This film Penny you sent me, this short film, with you and my pal Lance Barber in it. Give me some background on that. That was like 10 years ago, and it was about a wishing well and the pennies, and Lance is the guy that fixes it. You play Lance's dad. That was a very sweet little film.
I did, yeah. No, I honestly, I think it's probably one of my favorite projects that I've ever been involved in. It was a short film about 15 years ago. My wife, Amy, was pregnant with my firstborn son at the time. So I wasn't a father in real life yet, but I was playing one.
Oh, wow.
I was playing one in the film. And then now I look back on it and I was like, I guess I did all right for just winging it and not knowing what I was doing. But, Lance is a fantastic actor. Reginald Bell Johnson was in it. Don Stark from That 70s Show. They got some really good actors in that thing.
They did.
And, it's a 20-minute movie, but I thought they did a really nice job on it. And I was very happy with it.
And Reginald Bell Johnson from Die Hard, right? He was the cop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Powell.
Yeah, right.
It's a big Twinkie. Yeah, right?
That's a big Twinkie.
That's Ghostbusters. But he was getting the Twinkies when they were turning my car to Swiss cheese. I need backup now.
That's the thing that's great about LA. You're shooting a short film and you get actors with major credits. Right. It's a home run.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. I really enjoyed it. So
my pleasure. I enjoyed because I did my homework over the weekend and revisited the Godfather of Green Bay. So I knew we had the Lance Barber connection there. And I have to tell you, I don't know what I'm more impressed with, that you got our mutual friend Dodds to do the Macarena, or that you got him to dress up in blaze orange and pretend like he was trying to relieve himself in the woods. I mean, that's talk about high caliber acting.
It took some, Mike did not need that much direction. I will say at a screening we had in Marinette, when Mike was doing his thing where he was squatting in the woods, he got a huge laugh. Yeah. And right as the laughter died down, you heard his mom say, "Michael, I'm so proud of you."
It was like his own personal Oscar moment.
Right? Oh, it's hilarious. But that's what happened. When you screen a film in a town where you shot it, nobody's listening to the story. They're all like, "There's my garage. Right. That's my Uncle Fred." You know, it's like, I don't even think people knew what was going on.
That was Mason Street. Yeah, right. I go to that bar. Yeah,
exactly.
For sure. I mean, honestly, I do that. I do that now when I look at old films, you know, and you probably do too. After living in LA, you're like, "Oh, yeah, I know that neighborhood. Oh, there's Pink's Hot Dogs. There's such and such." But, you know, but when we were in Wisconsin watching them originally in the 80s, I had no reference for it. But
isn't that a blast, though? That's so much fun to do. Like, I remember, here's a crazy, and I'm getting off on a tangent here, but I remember being at, I dropped my son off at school. I'm at Colfax and maybe Tahunga. No, I'm at Colfax and Riverside. Or, I'm sorry, Moore Park. And I see the two motorcycles pull up. And CHP, Chips, when I was a kid, I remember watching that show, never even questioned what Chips stood for. And I'm like, "Oh, Chips, California Highway Patrol." I look from the motorcycle up, who's crossing the street but Larry Pine, the guy from the show Chips, Chris Pine's
dad. Sergeant Couture.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy stuff like that.
We're a big Chips family out here. My wife sat down and watched. They ran them on like MeTV.
Yeah.
And when my boys were really little, they watched it ad nauseum. And then cut to, we went to one of those autograph shows out by the airport, and the cast of Chips was there that weekend. So they all took a picture with them.
Nice.
They got to meet Ponch and John, sit on the motorcycle. So it was a big deal.
Oh, what a thrill. That's so cool.
Is it Richard Pine? Yeah.
You might be right.
Robert Pine.
That's it.
He was there too.
That was just such a weird serendipitous morning. It kind of made my day, you know? All right. So let's do this, Mike. Mike McGill is my guest, folks. He is a native Appletonian
who has been living out west for years and has some great acting credits. He's a very good actor, and he's here on us. He's here on Nightlight for a little bit tonight, and it's great to have him. Mike, tell us a little bit for people who don't know who you are, and I can't believe since I told people who's on the show tonight, you know, a lot of people know you, but for those that don't, tell us how you got started and a little bit about your background.
My dad, may he rest in peace, his birthday, his 89th birthday would be this Friday the 19th, but he's no longer with us, but he took me to the drive-in to see the first Star Wars when I was a little kid. That's the first movie I ever went to go see when I was a little kid, and I think from that moment on, I just knew that that was something that I wanted to do. I grew up in Appleton. I grew up on the lake shore of Lake Winnebago.
Went
to Appleton East High School, and then I went to UW Stevens Point, UW Oshkosh, and got a degree in radio, TV, film. But I always knew that I was going to pull up my stakes and head west when the time came. And when you're in your early 20s, I'm not sure how old you were when you decided to head out there, but you know, people would say, you better give yourself a year to get acclimated out there. And I thought, and maybe you need a year, pal. After a year, I'm going to be starring in TV and movies, baby, you know. And then it's like cut to 3 years later, and I still haven't worked on anything yet. And I'm like, oh, my God, what have I gotten myself into? But, I flirted with Chicago for a while, but I thought I'm just going to be delaying the inevitable. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to get out to L.A. So I moved out to L.A. in the spring of 1998. And knocked around for a few years, and then you know, luckily, in the early aughts, I started booking a few things here, mostly TV shows. You know, I'm getting an occasional commercial and an occasional little bit role in a movie, but for whatever reason, 90% of the jobs I booked were TV shows, and with a name like Michael Patrick McGill, 90% of those 90% jobs were cops. So
right.
And the other 10%, now I'm moving into my bartender phase. it's always a blue collar role. You know, it's a cabbie or a security guard or, you know, the angry dad, but right. So, you know, a construction worker, that kind of thing. I'll probably never get cast as the, chief of surgery or the managing partner of a law firm. But hey, you know, you find out where you find your niche and your work within it. So
absolutely. So did you go right from Appleton to LA, or were you in Milwaukee? Or
I did.
Oh wow, that's a really big move.
You got to swing for the fences, right? When you're
absolutely
24, 25, you don't know any better, so you're just like, I'm going to do this.
So
I mean, I would have loved to spend some time in New York, but. And I always hope a job will bring me out there. But to this point, I've only been to New York once on one little trip. And I said I wanted to go see a taping of The Late Show with David Letterman, go see the Statue of Liberty. I got to do both of those things. So that now is a bonus.
That's awesome. My guest is Mike McGill, also known as Michael Patrick McGill by Screen Actors Guild for Screen Actors Guild purposes. When we come back,
I have to be Michael Patrick McGill because they have a skateboarder who was in a bunch of 1980s movies.
Oh my gosh.
Professional skateboarder named Mike McGill. So he beat me to it.
You should be able to take that back. Statute of limitations. We are coming right back with Mike, and I'm going to ask him about his time on Shameless and Bosch. Don't miss it, folks. We're having fun here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported September 9th that a Utah State District Court ordered a new congressional district map to be drawn by September 25th. Shortly after, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature asked for an emergency stay, which was denied by the Utah Supreme Court on September 15th. The new fair map should be in place for the 2026 midterm.
In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Fair maps were drawn, but the legislature passed SB 200 to neutralize the commission, and the legislature drew new gerrymandered maps, actions later ruled unconstitutional. In asking for the stay, the state legislature argued 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson had abused the court's discretion in striking down the 2021 congressional map for not complying with Proposition 4, but then ordering a new map which only partially met Prop 4's guidelines. The Utah Supreme Court, however, found Judge Gibson had not abused her authority due to the timeline and denied the stay. For now, the timeline for fair Utah congressional maps will likely stay in place for the 2026 midterm. A full appeal by the legislature will likely be heard in the coming months. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, whoa. Down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can dance and still be safe.
Welcome back. In the basement. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. And our question of the night is, who is your favorite professional athlete, or who is the best professional athlete turned actor or actress? Jim from Appleton, he's in the 920, says, best athlete turned actor, Alex Karras. That's a pretty good one. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from Airplane, of course. Those are two I'd kind of forgotten about. That's a great one. And then Cody from Madison in the 608 says, have you guys tried the new wing restaurant next to you on State Street?
No, I haven't.
We have not, Cody. We're in Green Bay right now. I do the show from Madison sometimes, and I will put that on the list, though. Thank you for your text. We'll get to more of your text coming up in a little bit. Eric Rathsack on the stream says, met Mike at Jones Park a few years ago. Great dude. Referring to our guest, Mike McGill, actor and Appleton native.
Buddy.
Do you remember Eric, Mike?
He's hard to forget, man. He's a tall drink of water, his nickname Stretch, and he's the front man for a cover band called Ask Your Mother that plays all around Wisconsin. They sound great, and they were nice enough to let us. I have some friends from high school that that formed a rap group called Shad Rap, and we performed. I just happened to be in town that weekend, and I hopped in and performed with them, and. Stretch and Ask Your Mother let us perform during one of their breaks, so it was fun.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a blast. Yeah, Eric and Eric has been in the studio before. They've performed. He's great. So
he's a cool dude.
That's a great text. Thank you, Eric. We'll have him back on soon. Okay, Mike, so we got to get down to, all right, the first role I saw you in. I'm a huge fan. I love cop shows. And I love The Wire. I would say after The Wire, maybe Bosch is my favorite cop show. And you played a detective, a Vegas detective, and you were great on it. What was that experience like?
It was really great. I you know, first off, since you're a fan of the show, you know how great of an actor Titus Welliver is. So I was excited to be working with him for sure.
Yeah.
And when they were originally casting that, my agent was a friend, or my agent was a fan of the Bosch books. So he was pushing me to get in on that show. And I actually went and auditioned for the pilot to be the two detectives, Crate and Barrel, to be those guys.
Okay.
And I remember I had worked on Shameless that day. I had rapped, and it also happened to be my son Jake's third birthday. So I kind of was like, I don't know if I want to go all the way and do this audition because I want to get home and celebrate his birthday. I thought, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it. My agent's a fan of the show. And so I went, and it was one of those auditions where the producers don't even bother looking up when you're doing the, you know, okay, thanks for coming in. I knew right then and there. I was like, okay, well, I didn't get this one. So let me go get my son's Thomas the Tank Engine cake and go home and celebrate with him. But cut to, you know, a year or two later, and the Ivy role came up, and I auditioned for it. And, you know, they had me do a couple of episodes, and they were nice enough to bring me back for one of the final episodes on the last season. But that was really cool. I really enjoyed working with Titus. And, Matthew Willard was one of the other guest stars I had to work with. So, it was a great show.
He played an FBI agent, Lilliard did, exactly. And you played the Vegas detective. And you were a great kind of foil to them because Titus's character, Bosch, the title character, is kind of a hard ass. And you came across as this sarcastic, nice guy who was willing to put up with stuff, but you could be a hard ass if you had to. And I just, that was a great character. What did you do? Like four or five episodes, and it was so memorable.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah, I do remember there was one episode where we came in and shook down, Matthew Lillard's department. Yeah. And they had, I don't know, like the props had put a sleeve of Ritz crackers or something out. And I improvised. I grabbed one of the crackers out of the sleeve and ate it and made the producer laugh. And it ended up staying in the episode. So I was proud of it. I was like, my improv made it to the final episode. So, but it was great. I really enjoyed it. I would have loved to come back for more, but you know, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take a handful of episodes over them.
You know, I have kind of a weird question for you, Mike, and I hope I phrase this right, but as an actor, you've got this great material that Michael Connelly wrote or that ended up being on the screen. As an actor, is it easier to do good material? Or if you see a bad script, what is more challenging? Because I'm sure there's the stakes are higher when you have a great writer, but when you don't, you have to bring more to the part. What's more of a challenge?
I think trying to raise up something that isn't awesome. You know, if it's great, you would know if you get side. I remember getting an audition for Ray Donovan.
Oh yeah,
and it was a great show, and I was like, man, I can't believe how easy I locked in all the, you know, the lines because it was a really good written, you know, a great written scene.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of times, you know, sometimes you get like a multi-camera sitcom and they're cranking them out. And usually the role of the guest stars in those things isn't to be funny. It's to make the regulars funny. You're the setup person, especially if you're a cop and something like that. So a lot of times, you know, my manager, my agent, they're like, well, that wasn't really that funny. I said, well, you know, you got to consider the source material, and you also have to consider I'm not going to be the one getting, you know, the punchline.
Right.
I'm not going to have the Dawes moment where, you know, he's in the woods and mom is so proud of his little boy, you know. So, but you do the best you can. You know, you try to do the best. I usually try to put a little button at the end of auditions, but, you know, sometimes it can be something just as simple as a facial reaction or, you know, just a sigh or something like that. Something, because these casting directors, especially these days, they don't see you live and in person anymore. They're looking at 500 tapes, and they're all going to see the same performance. You're just looking for one little hook that maybe is like, oh, that was interesting. Nobody else did that.
Very well said. That's a great answer. All right, we're going to do the news, Mike. Can we keep you for a few more minutes past the news?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, sure. When we come back, we'll ask Mike about his time on Shameless, and we're talking acting in Wisconsin and all kinds of... I might even ask Mike what his favorite haunts are in Wisconsin when he comes back. We'll do all that after intermission. Act Two is coming up next. Greg Schwemm is here at 7:20, Tribune syndicated columnist, telling us about a great event coming up, but... more Mike McGill when we come back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate by a quarter point today. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed's decision means that it will be slightly less expensive to borrow money, whether that means you carry a credit card balance or maybe getting a new auto loan or a new small business loan. But savers will not be able to earn as much on those money markets, those high-yield savings accounts, and those short-term CDs.
The Fed indicates it will make two more cuts this year. Former CDC Director Susan Menarez was questioned by lawmakers today about her firing by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy. She says he wanted her to sign off on new vaccine recommendations, but didn't have